אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
We are now joined by Shane Desiatnik from the Australian Jewish News. Hi, Shane.
Hi, Amit.
Let's begin with the main headlines on this week's edition, and it's about Iran and Israel.
Sure. So as Israel's war cabinet weighs its response to Iran's weekend missile barrage, Jewish leaders have condemned the Islamic Republic's violence and hostility, the first direct major attack by Tehran on Israeli territory. With Israel's Iron Dome air defense system successfully striking most of the drones, cruise, and ballistic missiles with the help of the US, UK, Jordan, and intelligence support from the Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, the Iranian onslaught had little impact. However, a young Bedouin girl in southern Israel was severely wounded. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on Sunday, Australia condemns Iran's attacks, adding, Iran has ignored our call and those of many other countries not to proceed with these reckless attacks. He added, anyone who cares for the protection of innocent life must stand against these attacks. And this escalation is a grave threat to the security of Israel and the entire region. And Australia continues to support regional security, including that of Israel. However, Shadow Foreign Minister Simon Birmingham noted the responses of US President Biden and Prime Minister Albanese were a study in contrasts. He said, while the US pledged its ironclad commitment to Israel, the Albanese government could only muster support for regional security, including Israel. He added that it is beyond time that the Australian government listed Iran's Revolutionary Guards as a proscribed terrorist organization. Liberal MP Julian Lisa posted on social media, Iran's evil intent has been brought out into the open. Our embassy in Iran should be closed, and the Prime Minister should give the order now. Australia has nothing in common with Iran, and we must cut ties with this despotic regime. Some Australian Jewish leaders' comments included Executive Council of Australian Jewry President Daniel Agion, who called for diplomatic steps against Iran's embassy and stated, we condemn and abhor the large-scale attack on Israel carried out by the Iranian regime. The attack was calculated to terrorize Israelis and inflict maximum damage on civilian life and infrastructure. We are grateful to the international coalition, including Arab states, that rapidly mobilized to, for the most part, neutralize the attacks. And Jeremy Liebler, the Zionist Federation of Australia president, also welcomed Jordanian and Saudi cooperation in quelling Iran's attack and said, Israelis will not be cowed and we welcome the clear international condemnation of these attacks.
And that's some comments from Jewish leaders about Iran's attack on Israel a week ago. And moving on to other news, on the same weekend at Bondi Junction with a stabbing incident where six people were killed.
So yes, we have a story where Rabbi Mendel Castell was one of the many members of the Jewish community to visit the growing floral tribute in Bondi Junction, honoring the six people who were senselessly killed in Westfield Shopping Center on Saturday afternoon in what many initially feared could be a terror attack. The tragic stabbing incident that claimed the lives of Ashley Good, Dawn Singleton, Faraz Tahir, Jade Young, Pikria, Dalchia, and Yishuan Cheng has shocked the country and the community, having taken place in the heart of Sydney's eastern suburbs. With Westfield closed for days, people have been laying flowers and lighting candles and leaving condolence messages. Rabbi Castell said, I was called out to support the community at the tribute. It was a very special place where people of all backgrounds came together to mourn and support each other. He said many people were shaken and just wanted to be with others and to share a sense of togetherness and community. He said, I also met many people from the Jewish community who wanted to be there and show solidarity. Now, a number of Jewish community members were caught up in the horror that began to unfold just after 3 p.m. last Saturday. Yvonne Weinberg was stabbed by the attacker, and it is understood she was helped by another member of the Jewish community who pulled her into a clothing store. Weinberg's daughter, Bella, later released a statement saying, "On behalf of my family, I'm grateful to update everyone that our mum has been discharged from the hospital and is doing well and now with has a smile on her face. And we appreciate the outpouring of support and well wishes." Her husband, Nick Weinberg, told Sky News she was lucky to be alive. The killer was named as 40-year-old Joel Couchy of Queensland, but not before innocent Jewish man Benjamin Cohen was wrongly accused of being the attacker. Cohen's name began circulating on X, formerly known as Twitter, late on Saturday night, leading Channel 7 to incorrectly name him on air and in online videos. Channel 7 blamed human error for the stunning blunder, while Cohen, a first-year UTS student, said the mistake was highly distressing for him and his family. He told The Australian, "It's extremely disappointing to me to see people mindlessly propagating misinformation like this without even the slightest thought put into fact-checking. But what's even more disappointing to me is a major news network doing this, using my name without waiting for a statement from police to verify this or going out to try and verify it themselves." Since we went to press, he's actually considering legal action against Channel 7, and an initial letter has been sent.
And if that's not enough, there was another incident in Sydney West, another stabbing incident in a church. Shane, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Sydney was rocked by another stabbing incident on Monday night, a couple of days later, when a teenager's alleged attack on Bishop Murray Emmanuel at the Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley in the southwestern suburbs sparked a riot by a furious mob of about 2,000 people, with New South Wales police later that night declaring it as a terrorism act.
And the police have this young guy in custody, correct?
Yes, the person has been arrested and is being questioned. In Sydney there's been a lot of television and media coverage about it, and it seems that the young teenager, for whatever reason, attacked this Christian minister, and it's believed to be, police have confirmed that it was influenced by the teenager, politically sort of religious inspired incident.
Any other major incidents across the country, Melbourne or Sydney?
Yeah, a different level, but still concerning. There's been some incidents in Sydney and Melbourne that I should mention that have occurred.
Okay.
There's been disruptive pro-Palestinian protests across Sydney and Melbourne on Monday, with protesters calling for intifada in Sydney in public, while in Melbourne, children took part in pro-Palestinian demonstrations. Demonstrators plunged parts of Melbourne into chaos by disrupting traffic. Zionist Federation of Australia CEO Alon Casuto said Australians don't appreciate having their daily lives disrupted by radical protesters, especially when it adds more pressure to the cost of living and the fact that Victoria Police has to send such large numbers of personnel to handle those events shows us the true intent of these protesters. They do not want peace, they want chaos. Meanwhile, protesters outside Sydney's town hall chanted, "There is only one solution, Intifada Revolution." Executive Council of Australian Jury co-CEO Peter Wertheim said euphemisms for the mass slaughter of Jews should not be allowed anywhere in our society. Capping off the Day of Hate on Monday, posters depicting the hostages held by Hamas were defaced on Monday night, just 2 days after being erected in the Melbourne suburb of St Kilda. McNamara MP Josh Byrne said, "Anyone who rips down posters calling for hostages to be returned shows how little humanity they have." Caulfield MP David Southwick said, "With anti-Semitism nearing worst levels in our country's history, this is yet another attempt to silence, harass and intimidate our Jewish community. With this act, the anti-Israel movement have again outed themselves as bigots."
That's a pro-Palestinian protests both in Sydney and Melbourne. You can read more about this on this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News. Shane, to finish off, another story about relatives of hostages criticizing Penny Wong in Sydney.
Yes, Michal Keshet didn't hold back as she addressed Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese during an emotional speech on Sunday at the Let My People Go rally in Sydney. Keshet, whose nephew Yarden Bibas, his wife Shiri and their two children, 4-year-old Ariel and 1-year-old Kfir, were taken captive by Hamas 6 months ago. She told the crowd how in January she visited the Bibas' family home on kibbutz near Oz to salvage memories of happier times. She said it was the home in one of the Israeli communities that our own Penny Wong refused to go with some lame excuses during Wong's trip to Israel. "Were you too afraid," she said, "to face the truth, or you just couldn't care less about Jewish people, Miss Wong?" Keshet said nothing could have prepared her for what she saw as she entered her family's home. She said the carnage, the dried blood, the murdered family dog, every inch of this family house ransacked and vilified with bullet holes riddling the floors. "I am ashamed that Australia is not doing more," Keshet continued, as the crowd applauded in agreement. On the contrary, she said, Australia is back to aiding UNRWA, the same terrorist group, aid group that has assisted Hamas in celebrating the atrocities, who has kidnapped my family, raped, assaulted, and kidnapped my friend's cousins. Australia is now back to giving this same organization our money. "Well, not in my name, Miss Wong," she said. "Not in my name, Mr. Albanese." She pleaded with the world to stand on the right side of humanity and act together for the immediate and safe release of all the hostages. Rabbi Elazar Gestetner of Kudji Synagogue at the rally described Prime Minister Albanese as a prime minister who is not leading with moral clarity, while Zak Shachar said a released hostage passed on information about his cousin Nama Levy, who his family last saw in a video being dragged by her hair in bloodied pants into a jeep on October 7. Shachar said they shared that she is wounded in her legs but can walk. They also shared that she was talking and sharing with them what she has been through after being isolated for a long time. And this sign of life gives the family some hope, but it also reminds us that we need to act now and fast, as Nama and all the hostages must return home now. The event, organized by Together with Israel group, was attended by many Iranians who support Israel, and it took place just hours after Israel was attacked by Iran's Islamic regime.
Shane Ziatnik from the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much for your time this week.
Yeah, my pleasure, no worries.
Oh, and Chag Pesach Sameach to you and everyone at the Jewish News.
Yeah, Chag Pesach Sameach.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.